I'm Janice Mary, and I'm really excited today because I have a very special guest to chat with about my connection to the soul. She's been a dear friend of mine for many, many years. She's an author in and of herself. She's a writer and editor, and she's also an amazing photographer. Actually, the post that you see on my community Facebook page, Wisdom of the Soul, has a lot of her pictures featured. So we'll get into that later, but she's an amazing person, and she's also a fellow spiritual seeker. So I thought she'd be the perfect person to be my first guest on my channel, and here is Lorraine Page. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Janice.
How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for being my first guest. I'm so excited. You know, it gets a little lonely here in YouTube land.
Yes, yes.
I thought that I would have, you know, guests to talk because it would make it a little bit more interesting. And I know there's tons of questions out there, and I know people are not really asking too many questions. So I thought maybe this kind of could, start helping get that conversation going.
Right. Right. And since I've been asking you questions for about 7 years, so I know why you picked me.
Yes.
These are questions that you just keep asking, and you keep listening to the answers, because it's so hard to really grasp something you can't see. You can't touch it. You know, it's sort of, as I said to you the other day, it's nebulous. It's a concept that you have, it takes a while to grasp it. Although maybe you're going to tell me that you can grab it pretty quickly. So I boiled it down to three basic questions, and I'll just tell you what they are, and then we'll go to the first one.
Okay.
First, your title is on YouTube is Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Mary.
Yes.
And so my first question is going to be, what is this wisdom mm-hmm. that the soul can provide? How do you connect with it? And how would we feel when we're in it, like physically, mentally, emotionally? Well, what does it actually feel like? Mm-hmm. So let's start with what is this wisdom that the soul can give us?
Awesome. Well, that's some great questions. So when we're in this soul energy, we all have access to it. And in this energy, it opens up to many, many spiritual dimensions. If you believe in that kind of stuff, I mean, we can kind of keep it simple and just say that it opens up to universal wisdom. And it's very, wise. It has a lot of things to tell us. Our ego mind is a little bit limited. So this soul energy has much, much more that we can access. So is it me being wise? It doesn't feel like it. It feels like it's coming from another source. So this source, the spiritual source that a lot of people connect to and a lot of people are opening up to, feels very, very different than the ego mind. And it's a relief from the ego mind. So when you're experiencing it, you feel this vast difference. And this vast difference improves your life so much. That's why I feel so passionate and compelled to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. But if you're saying it feels different, but we sort of have different parts in our mind, like little voices telling us, do this, don't do that, or this feels good, but another part of us says, don't do it. How is this different from the ego thoughts?
Well, you know what? It's sometimes it can be very, that's a great question, because it can be a little tricky to distinguish. Sometimes I'll have to double check and I'll say, oh, is that my soul talking or is that really my ego in disguise?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the best way to check it is that it feels foreign because it feels too loving. Like we're not used to receiving all that love and all that support and all that encouragement. So that's always my biggest tip off is, am I talking to my ego or am I talking to my soul based on what it's telling me? If I ask to do something and my ego is in there, I can kind of sense I'm not feeling comfortable doing this. I don't really want to do this, but I feel like I should do this. Anytime you hit on a should, you are not in your soul energy.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's how you can tell. It's a very big difference. So sometimes I'll go into my soul energy and ask a question, and then my ego will answer it, and I'll be like, And so then I'll try it again, and then I'll be like, oh, that's a very different take on that. And I do that a lot with when I'm asking questions for friends or clients, that I'll ask first and I'll kind of hear maybe what I would think. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, no, I don't think that that's correct. And then I'll double check it. And I have to kind of wait, you know, for that spiritual energy to communicate. And that comes in a different way. It always feels so much different. And it always feels so much better. It's like anytime I give advice from my soul, mm-hmm. it makes me feel so good. When I give advice from my ego, it's not good. It's just generally not good. It does make me feel good. It's almost like preaching or telling people what to do, or, you know, it just has that ego, you know, feel to it.
Well, is it actually wisdom that you're getting from your soul, or is it just lovingness, just love? And
yeah, well, you know, I think it's both. I think first you're going to feel a lot of love, which is so healing. It's healing to the body and it's healing to the ego mind and it's soothing. But you do get a lot of wisdom because all of a sudden, intuitively, I'll get, you know, images and messages of what I should do next. And like even doing the YouTube channel, this is something I wanted to do for a long time, but I just, you know, I was too worried about it. I was too concerned about what people thought. So I was still too much in my ego. Now, when I moved more into my soul kind of said, you know, just kind of showed me how to do it. And I didn't even think twice about doing it. And then I just kept getting flashes of what to do, how to do it, when to do it.
Okay.
So it's a much different flow. And the soul always brings you to things that are not excessive and not extreme, but are good for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, the part that really hits home for me is you find yourself doing all these things that, and you're doing it pleasantly, you're eager, you're happy, you're getting it, you're just doing it. Whereas I think with the ego mind, it's more like, oh, when you get up today, you're gonna have to do this or have to do that. And maybe the being connected to the soul is just a more pleasant feeling of doing.
It is. That's exactly it. It's a much more pleasant feeling of doing, and it also helps you to go into the moment. So that's the biggest thing, that you're enjoying the moment of your life, wherever you are in your life. You can't really enjoy the moment when you're worried all the time. That's what I find with myself and my clients, is that when we have too many worries, you can't really enjoy the present. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people talking about, you know, stay in the present. And they're so right. It is so wonderful when you can fully be in the present moment. However, if you're too worried, you can't allow you can't settle that down enough to be in the present moment. So you kind of have to do a couple of things first to allow yourself to be in the present, because your soul is in the present moment. Your soul is not in your mind, and it's not in the past, and it's not in the future. So anytime you catch yourself thinking in those ways, you kind of will have another tip off that you're not in the soul energy. It's an energy. So if you look at it this way, the way I look at it is that my ego is kind of in my brain, because that's where it feels like it comes from.
Okay.
And then my soul energy is in my body. So I really have to kind of disengage from that and kind of go back into my body, because the soul is the energy that is in your body. So
is it the thing that leaves when we die?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the soul is like your spirit that's housed in your body.
Okay.
So we have these two sources. So it's almost like we have regular TV and we have Netflix. They're two mm-hmm. streaming sources. And, you know, before we knew of Netflix, we only had TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Netflix. So and some people know about Netflix and watch it all the time. And it's great because there's no commercials. And some people don't have it, don't know about it, have heard about it, you know, but they're not engaging in it. And
right.
that's kind of like the difference with the ego and the soul. Like, so the ego is TV and the soul could be Netflix, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just another channel. It's another option for us to explore and mm-hmm. to develop in.
But what's the special wisdom that it contains? How would you
wisdom for that? You. The biggest thing, it's wisdom for you. So if you go to your soul when you're upset, the soul will help you to understand your feelings, which is mm-hmm. wise. It'll help you to understand where your feelings are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help you to lift above your feelings. So, and all of that, to me, that's, it's a lot of wisdom, because it's almost like a therapist would do for you. Mm-hmm. So your soul acts like a very wise therapist. It'll also give you ideas, you know, it'll give you ideas that you knew nothing about, you know, so, you know, teach you how to do certain things. That's wise, you know, so, wow. So you get all kinds of advice depending on what you need. So if you need a therapist, you'll have a therapist. If you need a mentor, you can have a mentor. If you need someone to help you with YouTube, it will help you with YouTube.
How does it do that? By bringing people into messages in from people on the computer?
I'll tell you my own experience with YouTube. The first time I did YouTube, I couldn't figure anything out. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to upload this, that. It was a disaster. And this time it was very soul guided. So I just started doing things. Mm-hmm. So I was led to the right people who teach how to do YouTube. So I was watching videos, and normally I would not watch those kind of instructional videos because it's kind of boring to me, but I felt very compulsed to watch this one YouTuber. Her name is Sunny somebody. She's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of led to her. And it was very easy then to set up my YouTube channel. So that is no coincidence. You know, that was very soul guided.
Is it things that come naturally? Is that when things are just coming naturally?
When things are just kind of flows, and you're much more in your intuition. You're just kind of letting things flow, and things are happening very easy. And you know when you're in your soul flow, when doors are opening, because the soul opens doors for you. The ego shuts up. So the ego would be like, you can't do a YouTube channel. You're not good enough to do that.
Right.
So my ego is going to close doors, and my soul opens doors. So it's two vastly different experiences that, you know, we really want to have the soul, like soul-centered experience. You know, that's why I'm so compelled to help people with this so they can do it for themselves. They don't need.
All right. Well, that brings me to the second question, which is, so sometimes, I don't know, in my life, I find that I am connected at a certain time, on a certain day, just happening. It's all happening, and it's amazing. But I didn't consciously go there. It just happened naturally, but it's very occasional. That's not continuous. So how would you, if I wanted to actually connect later today or something, or right now, how would I do it? How does it feel for you to do the actual connecting? And then what does it feel like when the connection happens, like physically? Mm-hmm. We live in physical bodies. It's how we can measure what's happening.
So for me, connecting to soul is very easy because it opened up for me. So I know when I feel a vibration, I know I'm in my soul. But to have gotten there took me a little bit. And I believe for everyone, it's a little bit different, and people really have to kind of, pay attention. So what I would say to you is when you did feel it, what were you doing? What were you thinking? And mimic it so that you can learn to stay in that energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times we're moving into our soul energy, and most of the time we're moving into our soul energy when the ego is quiet, when we're happy, when we're mm-hmm. satisfied, when we're doing something we love to do, not for the money, because we just love it. You know, being in people's company that we enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, like yours, I always enjoy your company, you know, helps us mm-hmm. to move into the soul energy. So really have to be a little bit of a detective to figure that out, to say, okay, well, when am I most in my soul energy? I know I'm mostly in my soul energy when I take walks, you know, mm-hmm. when I'm with good friends, when I'm listening to music, when I'm listening to YouTube channels, you know, mm-hmm. that's when I move very effortlessly into my soul energy. So you really have to kind of pay attention to yourself, and again, go within and pay attention. And that's something different.
So it's pay attention and see what the circumstances were when you slipped into that state. But what if you're going through something emotional and somebody has hurt your feelings, and you see yourself spending like 2 days still being hurt over it. But then on the third day, you start, like for me, that happened recently. It was about 2 days of being sad and thinking of calling a psychic to feel better, but I didn't. But then on the third day, I just happened to glance at some cut out pieces of paper that I have, and I decided to make a collage. And so I made this absolutely beautiful collage, and I'm going to get it framed as soon as we're finished with this conversation. And I totally slipped into that soul energy, but I did have to wait the 2 days of going through the getting over the emotional hurt. Right. So is there any way we can do the way, you know, how we can go into meditation by listening to a YouTube video on meditation, or just on our own? Is there any way to consciously say, well, I'm not going to do this 2 days of feeling bad. I'm going to go into my soul sooner, other than finding the art thing that you're making or the beautiful music that comes on? Can you just sit down and do something, or...
So, you know, my therapist self would say one thing, and the soul is now something completely different as I tune in. So what the therapist would say is, well, you know, do the collage sooner. Now, when I checked in with my soul, it's always so interesting. My soul said, 2 days of being with yourself and those feelings, there's nothing wrong with that. You needed to do that. And we're with you when you're going through that, but come to us. And we'll help you understand why you're feeling what you're feeling. Give you love while you're feeling all of that, which might shorten the time. So I always found that when I was in a lot of pain or upset or triggered, I kept asking, help me, help me, help me, help me. You know, I just kept
It's okay to do that.
I was relentless because I was so sick of myself and my thoughts, and I was so sick of my triggers. And I was like, I'm just so done with me. Years and years of thinking and being triggered about the same things. It was just so exhausting that I wanted so much to find a different way for myself and other people. And so I was relentless with the spirit world, relentless. And that's why I think I opened up so dramatically, because...
I never knew that. You never told me that.
Yeah, I was so passionate about getting out of that ego mind. I knew intuitively or somewhere inside of me that there was a better way or a different way to be. I just wasn't accessing it. I was accessing it at some times, but not all the time. So, and now when I get triggered, if I'm upset, I just kind of sit in my soul energy, and what I hear is, first of all, is that it's okay to be upset. It's okay to have these feelings. You know, there's nothing wrong with you that you're reacting this way. Actually, it makes perfect sense that you're reacting this way, because look, remember, you had this experience that was the same, and you had this experience that was the same, and all those experiences are valid, and we love you, and we love your feelings, and we love your thoughts. However, you really are not what you're thinking about those feelings. You're feeling less than, you're feeling not good enough. The soul will then make you feel your worth. So those feelings kind of turn, because once you feel your worth, you don't need those feelings anymore. They kind of...
Right. And I felt my worth when I realized that I can still make collages, because it's been years since I made a beautiful collage. It's big. And it's been years since I've done it. And I just totally amazed myself. And the thoughts of the people who hurt my feelings were very far from my mind when I was making that. And even now, because I'm still making it, because I have to go pick out the mat and the frame. And I can't have the bad feelings, even though nothing's changed in the situation.
But you allowed in those moments of doing something creative, you allowed yourself to be, and you allowed yourself to be you. And
well, so I got caught up in it.
Got caught up in it, and your soul energy had some space to kind of come in and help you, even with you not realizing it.
Oh, that's a good point. You have to allow space for...
You allowed some space in there. So when you're asking, like what I was doing, like when I get triggered and I ask, that's allowing the space, and it's changing my... You know? So it's like upset, I'm hurt, and then I ask. That allows space for the soul to come in.
That's interesting. And I did it without And consciously asking.
You did it intuitively, which most people do. Mm-hmm. But we want, if we make it a little bit more conscious, then we can stay in this energy more times than not. Like, I think in the beginning, when I opened up to this energy, I was in it very little. I was in it like maybe 25%. Now, I think I've moved from 25 to maybe 75%.
Wow.
And that shift from 50 to 75 mm-hmm. has changed my life incredibly. That small shift.
Mm-hmm.
Being in it most of the time changed everything. That's where you feel the change.
So I'm hearing two main things that people can do. One is do things that you love,
mm-hmm.
bring it on, and just ask. Like you said, for you opened up hugely because you were relentless with the asking. So those are the two things we can do, like consciously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want it to happen more often, it would have to be conscious.
Yeah. The other thing that you want to do too is become a very good soother of the ego. I think what therapy really is me soothing people's egos. So I think where my frustration came in my work was that I got very good at soothing people's egos, helping them get insight into why they were feeling what they were feeling, feeling better in those sessions, but then it didn't take effect in a way. Do you know, it just kind of stayed.
Are you talking about for you or for them?
Both. It's sort of like you can get a lot of insight about your feelings and you can mm-hmm. soothe yourself in many different mm-hmm. ways, and you can use affirmations and you can feel much better about yourself. But if you don't move into this energy, you kind of get stuck. And I think that's why I started getting very upset. I felt stuck. I felt I was stuck with my clients. And that's when I started asking, because I knew there had to be something else to get us past that. Because once you soothe your ego and once you're in a decent place, mm-hmm. you're pretty good, but you're still kind of in this like limbo state. And it's not until you hit into your soul energy that you start to really allow yourself to be. So it was very, I think they gave me that awakening in a very dramatic way so that I could, mm-hmm. I could see, oh, so this is the path to being unstuck.
They gave you something dramatic that really got your attention.
Right.
Okay. Is that possible for all of us?
We're all connected to this soul energy. So however it starts to communicate or opens up for you is going to be very individual to you. It could be very dramatic. It could be simple. It could be a lot of ways, but it will be, because you have it. Everyone has access to it. That's why you really don't need to go to mediums or psychics or healers. They're nice to have until you're in that energy. But once you're in that energy, you could do all that for yourself.
You don't need it. Yeah.
You don't need it.
I think it's a quite a coincidence, or I don't know what the word is, that so those 2 days when I was feeling miserable, I kept trying to call a certain psychic who I'm kind of friends with, but I definitely have to pay for the session, mm-hmm. the phone session. And she wasn't there and wasn't there and wasn't there for the whole time that I needed her. And I thought, what does she have, the flu? Because she never gets sick. She's always there. Mm-hmm. But she, every time I tried to look for her on the computer, she was not there.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. And then the collage happened.
Well, you see.
And then I didn't need her. I didn't think about her again.
Exactly. You didn't. Then you moved past it. You didn't need her. So, you know, it's not bad to, mm-hmm. you know, the soul would never mm-hmm. say, don't see a therapist, don't see a psychic, don't see a medium. Your soul would never, ever say that, because until you're really connected yourself into that energy, those mm-hmm. are wonderful stepping stones. Those people are wonderful stepping stones to become.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Show you what you can be.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget, you can do that yourself. That's mm-hmm. the most important point. At some point, you want to do it for yourself, because we get triggered too much and life becomes too hard. So we need to access this quicker for ourselves.
Yes. And for me, when I saw that I could make a beautiful collage, it was, you know, it's like a real surprise that, wow, I have this talent. I really do. And that was such a good feeling. And I don't want to lose it. I'm just worried that, so I'll take it to be framed and then I'll come back home and, you know, which way will I go? Will I stay in that good energy and just do something else that's fun or, you know, makes me feel good? Or will I just sink into a, well, I'll just sit here for 2 weeks and wait for that to get free?
Well, you know, I think that's everybody's fear, because it's like when you hit on something good, you want to hold on to it so tightly, but you don't, in a way, you don't have to think about it that way. You can say, listen, I am going to go back into my ego mind because I'm a human person and there's nothing wrong with being back in my ego mind. But now I know that there's another way to be. So when it does happen, and it will, and it will happen.
Yeah.
That I'm going to move back into that energy and I'm going to do what I can to move back into that energy. So you don't fear the ego. The ego is nothing to fear when you know that you can choose differently.
Do you think I did choose differently? Is that what happened after the 2 days?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You start processing the feelings. The feelings start to subside. You started to be able to calm those feelings down, and then you went a little bit into your soul energy, and then your soul kind of helped you to gave you the inspiration to do the collage, because that's what the soul will do. We'll always bring something creative to us or something that we love, because the soul loves us so much, it always wants to bring us like presents. So in a way, the idea of the collage was your soul's present to you.
I think that my soul made the collage.
Your soul was with you when you there's a funny thing though here, because you are your soul.
Yeah.
So even though we're saying it's a separate person or separate entity, it's not. So
is it also called our higher self? Or
yeah, you could use many names.
Some so it is us, it's not yeah. Or is it the universe, or is it angels?
It's the spiritual us. It's the spiritual us. It's the greater. It's the greater us, you know, it's the eternal us. Mm-hmm. You know, our egos and our mind and our bodies are only here for a short time. Mm-hmm. But our soul will go on and is eternal. Mm-hmm. So it's blended. Our soul is blended with our human experience. And that's the beauty of when you allow who you really are to come out more and more, you're going to enjoy life more and more.
Because it really is there. All right. Let me just make sure we get the questions answered. How does it actually feel? Are there any telltale signs that you can say, oh yeah, I'm feeling
the energy? I'm a muscle. Yes, there are telltale signs. Yes, there are. But I think that they might be different for everyone, because I have a lot of psychic friends and a lot of mediumship friends, and they all go into this energy and everybody describes it slightly different. So again, you have to be the one to ask your soul and then to sit, wait, and listen and feel and see what it is for you. For me, it's a very strong, strong vibration. And the more I sit in it, the stronger it gets. For other people, it could just be a feeling of movement in their body, of energy moving up and down their body. It could be tingling, you know, it could be a buzzing. So if every day you asked your soul, give me a sign, it would be consistent. It would be the same sign every single day. So I would recommend for people to do is to say, you know, show me in my body, let me go within, let me take a deep breath, get quiet, go within, and ask for my soul to show me how it expresses itself, because it will be a little bit different for everyone.
So you don't have to go in meditation for that, or could you? Or
but I mean, I think it's easier, but you don't have to. No, I really, when I opened up, I was not meditating. I was sitting there asking, begging, and pleading. You know,
and it happened like just all of a sudden one day, one night, or
yeah, I did close my eyes and I did ask, and then I felt an amazing vibration come in from the top of my head and all the way down through my body. So strong, to the point I had to hold on to my dining room table. It was that strong. And it was that, you know, amazing. And after that happened, I knew something really incredible happened, but I wasn't sure what, you know. So it took me about all this time, and that was probably about 10 years ago now, to really learn and figure out what happened and how to handle it and, you know, the gifts that it brought me and what do I do with these gifts. And it took a long time to kind of like tease it all out.
So your viewers shouldn't think this is going to be an overnight sensation. It's not just going to turn on.
Well, it could.
But then you'll have to work with it, right?
And you have to work with it. You always have to, like, so a good thing to, if people have ever done A Course in Miracles, they have the workbook in this Course in Miracles, mm-hmm. and pretty much it's kind of like what they say in the Course in Miracles is every time you're upset or every time you feel like you're struggling, ask the Holy Spirit to give you a different perspective or a different answer. And that kind of instruction is very helpful. So mm-hmm. I would say the same thing with the soul. Mm-hmm. Every single time you're upset, every time something isn't going your way or you feel stuck, ask for a different perspective and wait. And if you can't hear anything, imagine what the most loving person would say to you and then say that. So if you can't hear it, you can kind of just imagine, because sometimes I'll be like, well, I think that was my ego. What would my soul say? You know, and then mm-hmm. I get something different. So you could access it that way. So it doesn't have to be so hard.
Does the soul ever get any work done though? If you keep going to the soul for answers, are they ever going to say, go wash the dishes?
If you have a sink full of dishes, they might inspire you, because the soul wants you to, you know, be happy and take care of yourself, you know? So the soul is like your own personal life coach, mentor, soul. Your soul's job is you. So the soul has no, timeline for you to do things. Your soul is just with you all the time, trying to send you love and trying in its subtle way. And this is the difference. You know, the ego mind, I think we have on high volume, and the soul energy, we have on low volume. So we have to turn the ego mind down and we have to turn the soul up. And when we do that, it changes your life.
That's a good analogy. Wow. Well, we covered all of my questions. And this is basically what you're talking about in your videos, your Facebook feed, your books, the classes you give. This is it. This is the important thing that we can all access.
Yes, this is it. Yeah. And it's powerful. And a lot of people are opening up to this energy and they're expressing it in their way. And everybody's way is valuable. So if you've, you know, connected to your soul energy or your spirit and you feel that, then it's really wonderful if you can express it and share it with people.
Can you tell when you meet people how much they're into their soul connection?
You can. Definitely. Because you know how the ego talks, you know, mm-hmm. and you know how the soul talks, you know, mm-hmm. so people that are very kind and loving, generally are in their soul energy. However, that can be a little tricky too, because some loving and kind people are not loving and kind to themselves, pulling them out of the soul energy. So they may be in the soul energy when they're in the company of you, mm-hmm. but then they go back into this ego energy, which is not good. Mm-hmm. So it can be a little tricky to see who is really in this energy most of the time. I would say that it is it's a very conscious effort, you know, to do, but it's well worth it because of the rewards that you get and how you feel. You just feel so comforted and you feel like, you know, life is fine. And yeah, you're going to struggle and you're going to have things that are going to be very upsetting and trying, mm-hmm. but you're not alone. And you'll always be taken care of. So when you fully feel that, you settle into your life and then you really realize, I don't really need too much.
So the thing is, we have to go into ourselves, like focus on you, mm-hmm. take it back to you, because you have to feel good. And then once you feel good, you can be of more help to other people.
Right. So, you know, like the ego would have us, you know, work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And, the soul would not, you know, so it really just depends on who we're listening to, you know, but, and again, the soul would never say in any kind of negative way, oh, you're working too much. The soul would just maybe give you options of what other things you could do. That's what the soul would do. You know?
The ego would want you to work 7 days a week. And when you don't do that, you would just sit there and feel guilt.
Exactly. You know, it's never enough for the ego. You know, the ego, I call it the ego child, because it's very insatiable. And I call it a child because it takes some of the power away from it. You know, mm-hmm. if you think about your ego as like this 5-year-old in you that just wants, you know, mm-hmm. you don't give it as much power as an adult ego who is more like a parent who's driving you to do things that you don't want to do, you know? So I would suggest, you know, it worked better for me to call it an ego child. So in this way, I could kind of nurture that child and say, you know, you want all the candy in the candy store, but you're going to get a stomach ache, you know? Yeah. And that, looking at it in that different way really helps.
Right. Like my ego child was sulking for 2 days.
Yes. So your child needs your soul, who's the adult wise mm-hmm. you.
The message I got really was, forget about those people who hurt you. Just go into you. Go into yourself and see what's there. Yeah. And I even kind of said to myself, if you were an accomplished photographer, artist, writer, all these things, psychic, wouldn't you be happy and wouldn't you not be thinking about those people who hurt you?
Yeah, if you were doing your own fun thing,
yeah,
you wouldn't care. You just enjoy in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is, you know, you can see when people are their happiest, when they're living out their passion. You could just see, they're just so excited to be doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you hit on that, life becomes so exciting.
So we should do more of that. Is that your message?
Yeah. Well, I think that's been written all over, to follow your bliss and to do the things that you love. Mm-hmm. And that's not something new, but certainly the soul reminds us of that every single chance it gets, in a loving way. You know, don't forget, you know, maybe you want to learn how to play the guitar. Don't forget. You like, you know, don't forget, you know, go out with the girls tonight. You know, mm-hmm. your soul will kind of give you those kind of inspirational feelings, mm-hmm. like, oh, I wanted to do this, or, oh, you know, I want to do that. You know, that's what it'll feel like, but that's mm-hmm. your soul talking to you.
Mm-hmm. And it'll start making these things happen if you decide to go with it, because I've seen
it. When you're in that energy, you just kind of go with it. You just have the confidence and you have the faith in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're really connected to the soul, you've experienced it, so now you know. Mm-hmm. Before you've connected to it, you have a faith that maybe this exists, but you're not so sure.
Right.
So the more you connect with the soul, it builds your faith that this is all really true. And this isn't just some new age spiritual, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, that this is really true. And I feel like people really have to experience it themselves, because living in faith only, again, takes us so far.
So we're so lucky to have you out there reminding us in videos and on Facebook and in your books. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, because it's my passion. As you can see, I love talking about it.
And yes.
I love sharing it with people and helping people, because, you know, with my clients, I feel sometimes they get stuck and I get stuck, and mm-hmm. this is a way out of that. And the more people can really access it, then they're going to feel so much better in their lives. And I see too many people in such pain, and mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking to see people in that kind of pain when you know they don't have to be.
Yeah. Because you're a therapist, I'm sure you see that a lot.
A lot of pain. There's a lot of pain, and it's understandable pain, and I would never minimize that pain. Mm-hmm. But there is a way out of that pain. And mm-hmm. there's a way out of, you know, trying to feel good about yourself. You know, with the soul, you don't have to try. You don't have to work so hard. You just have to be present for it so that mm-hmm. it can heal you.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I'm so honored to have you as my first guest. And, you know, maybe we'll make this a series, because I would love for you to come in with more questions. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great forum, the question and answer, mm-hmm. because to just talk to nobody sometimes, you know, is difficult. So I really enjoyed mm-hmm. this so much. So
Well, great. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So your links to your photography and to contacting you, I'm going to put it in the links below this page. So
I have a blog and a Facebook page for my photography.
Great. What is the blog name?
It's timidphotographerdiary.net. But I'd have to get you the exact, there might be an
HTTPS. I'll put the link on the bottom of this video so people can just check it out.
Okay.
And come to my Facebook page, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Mary, and see Lorraine's beautiful photography in my posts.
Thank you.
I'm wishing everybody have a very soul-centered day.
Bye, Janice.
Bye, Lorraine.